Welcome to Combox. We're here for the LSG Delhi game, which was kind of flirting with being a good game, and it ended up not really being all that close. But we like to be flirted with. Jared Kimber and Rob Barron here. We like to flirt with each other as much as anything. I thought that was a really interesting game, Rob, up until the end where it sort of went away. But partly because the early wickets fell, and I'm not sure really how LSG lost their early wickets outside of a fluke run out and some weirdness. Then the spinners, I still think this was a better pitch for spin than it was for anything else. So the spinners bowled really well for Delhi for a little while there. And then LSG completely capitulated at the end with their tail. And so at this stage, you're thinking a little bit of luck with early wickets, then the spinners dominate and you have enough wickets to close out the innings. And then the second inning starts, the ball's swinging around corners. It looks like Delhi's going to get bowled out for 70, and somehow they win easy.
Yeah, weird game, silly game. Lots of people doing slightly silly things. I think tactically, LSG, as they often are, were bad in the first innings. I don't get your impact sub blocking his way to 15 off 16 while people that can't bat are like slogging the ball straight to fielders. That doesn't make any sense to me. So they burnt their sub because then they had to kind of, because they brought Shabazz in, they then had to bowl him, and his over went for 16, and he kind of lost the game in two ways. So he did impact the game, but he impacted the game very badly with the bat and even worse with the ball. And that's probably the tail of the tape. Lots of fun stuff happened. And Ngidi's slower ball to Pooran, enormous moment in the game, because you get Pooran out when he scored, what was he, 8 off 8 or something. That's the time to do it. So and Ngidi killed the innings at the end. He might be the most informed fast bowler on the planet. Mate, obviously Bumrah's, a couple of streets ahead of everyone else, but Ngidi, different gear. KL getting caught on the fence off the first ball of a swinging chamois first over chasing 140, wasn't in the script. And Nisanko looked like he got fed up by being 1 off 4 and got out for 1 off 5. And then Rana tried to whack it everywhere and ended up getting a strike rate 95 innings or whatever that was. And Rizvi looked like he had a blindfold on for his first dozen balls, didn't he? He looked totally hopeless. Stubbs looked completely fine. That's the Stubbs. You want Stubbs there, don't you, for that chase?
Yeah. I mean, the fact that he did that from the power play is also even more weird.
Yeah. And it felt like Stubbs could have batted another 20 overs and not got out on that deck. He looked completely fine at doing his 120 strike rate thing. But Rizvi was batting with the blindfold, and then he took the blindfold off and he won the game. It was brilliant. He was really, really good after that. I do think facing Shami and Mohsin Khan is very, very different to facing Anrik at the moment. Like, Norkia is not Norkia of old, is he?
No, I think we saw that again. In fact, if they'd had Digvashin instead of Norkia, just as a lot of people were saying, oh, the sub was wrong, but actually they went in with the extra seam bowler, didn't they? And they could have just picked their spinner?
Yeah.
I mean, their spin is really bad and they have a really good spinner and they didn't pick him. Maybe they just misread the pitch?
I don't know. I think they misread a lot of things. But LSG are quite consistently poor tactically. I don't know how well Rishabh Pant is going to pan out as an opener. You can't read much into today other than he was 7 off 8 before he got run out and he wasn't, making use of the power play. But when you've got, I'll tell you one thing, though, Jared. Nicholas Pooran is not a number 5. That's not the right place for him, is it? He's done all his best work higher up the order.
Where do you think his ideal spot is?
3. Basically, I don't want him to face the usual 10 balls of swing. I don't want him to face those 10, and then I want him to bat as many balls as possible. And if they're in the power play, great, because he's really good at whacking it early. Where would you bat him? In this team?
I think he's a 4 because I don't want him coming in when there's a wicket early. And so I might say to him, you're number 3 unless there's a wicket in the first 3 to 4 overs. I think sometimes he comes in the power play and it sort of messes with his mind a little bit. I almost just want him to start batting from the first ball after the power play. So I'm not like against the number 5, but I'm not sure there was a strong enough reason looking back at this game to be like, he needs to bat at number 5 here. It felt like that they've got Bodoni, they've got Samad, and they've got Chowdhury, and they essentially looked at that and went, we can't have 3 Indian players who we're not quite sure about next to each other. If that's the case, then you haven't really set your squad up right, have you?
No, and I don't think they've ever really liked setting their squad up properly. I mean, last year, they completely insisted on picking loads of bowlers who were injured, and then they turned up to the tournament and had to find new ones from somewhere. You know, Shardul got the SOS, and nobody really knew that Digvesh could do it. And they're like, oh, you're going to have to be our spinner all season. He did a really good job.
Yeah.
And then the first game of the next season comes around, and he can't get in the 12, let alone the 11.
Yeah.
So it doesn't strike me as a franchise that is, you know, unnecessarily burdened with extra brain cells when it comes to their tactics, right? But Delhi, despite doing silly things, I thought they bowled really well. The pace bowlers had a good day out, all of them, for Delhi. Like, there was no weak link, was there? And when they threw the ball, you know, when you've got Kuldeep and Axar, you're going to be fine, you know.
And it was a good wicket for them as well. Like, they dominated. They had early wickets from their seam bowlers and that fluke run out of Rishabh Pant. And then they actually bowled really, really well in that middle bit, which meant that when they tried to kick on at the end, LSG, they didn't have much there. Here's my question for you about LSG. I've got them linked. I had them in Rajasthan as equal last. And I don't mean that I think Rajasthan will finish last, but more, I don't think Rajasthan makes the playoffs. And I don't think LSG makes the playoffs. I don't think they have a realistic chance of winning the title. What's their strength as a team? Is it just Marsh, Puran, and the other big guy whose name I've just forgotten? Markram.
Well, yeah. So before the season, I backed Lucknow to finish bottom at 5-1. That was my only bet on a team to finish bottom. 5-1. They're not 1-6 to finish bottom. No. I had them as the worst team. I didn't know how fit Shami was. It looks like Shami's fine. Got a wicket with his first ball. He didn't get one after that.
But swung it and bowled decent pace. A lot of wides as well, but...
Yeah, that's another thing that happened today in the second innings. They bowled 16 wides defending 140. It's criminal. So LSG, I guess their strength is hope to hell that one of Marsh and Puran scores 600 runs this season and the other one scores 500 and Markram gets enough and Pant does a good one. But I'm not sure where the thinking is when you've got Puran, Marsh and Markram, that Pant is your opener. I don't understand that one. But most of their decisions I don't understand. But they look like a team that didn't have many ideas. I thought Samad played well, though. I think that's a positive. He had a very, very good smat, Samad. His numbers are pretty good domestically. I like him as a player anyway. He was probably their big positive today, and the rest of them wasn't much, was there?
I have travelled the cricketing world, and so I've collected two things: the phone numbers of random taxi drivers and overseas SIM cards. Rideshare apps have fixed the first part, and Sally is doing the second. Now, all you need is their eSIM on whatever plan works for you. You activate it, and you can use it anywhere in the cricketing world. It helps you save money. It is a global solution to a global problem. Stop fiddling with tiny SIMs and get the one that does it all. Go to Sally.com Good Areas and use the code Good Areas to get an exclusive 15% off your first purchase. Fly free with Sally. No, and I just, the fact that they're already kind of trying to split that. I remember playing in a junior team once where we had our best three batters at 1, 2, 3. And my dad was a coach. He eventually just came to us and he said, look, I get why you guys want to bat at 1, 2, and 3, but if you guys bat at 1, 3, and 5, we will win way more games, right? And it was a hard conversation to have for the poor kid who had to go to number 5, but it made sense, and we were a much better side. That's an issue, though, if you're doing that in the IPL. It's okay, in under 16 cricket.
in the Gibraltar Gambling League, when we had, you had to retire at 30, and we had three guys who were like between them 1.2 to each score 30. Like all of them, like there were certainties to get 30 every week. And you don't do 1, 2, 3 with them. You do 1, 4, 7. Yeah. And then the rest of us do our best to do what we can. But they tie it all together. But the thing is, you and I can look at a cricket team and go, this is the route. Or your old man back then can look at a cricket team and go, this is what we have to do, right? You can sum it up and go, well, these are the resources we've got. We want to optimize our chances of winning the games, and this is how we're going to set it up. And it doesn't feel like now do that. It doesn't, does it? It's like they've got players, but they don't seem to put them in the right place.
No. I mean, even if, you know, you go back, as we just said before, so, okay, let's admit that they made a mistake with the pitch and they didn't bring a spinner in. I'm okay with that. Like these things happen. But they've got so much new ball bowling available to them in this side. What did they think Anrik Nokia was going to do? Like, what did they think his role was in this particular team? And so all their best bowlers want the new ball, right? And they all bowl really well today. Prince Yadav bowled really well. We haven't even talked about him. Mohsin Khan bowled really well. But you can't fit them all into the power play. So that means that Shami can't bowl three overs in the power play. So he ends up bowling one outside of the power play, right? And you know what I mean? Like, so even when they have a strength, it kind of comes back and there's a bit of an issue there.
Yeah, totally. Like Mohsin Khan just touched on that. He bowled fantastic today. Very, very good. He looked like it was hard to get a bat on him. That's a positive for them. But Shami is coming off the back of, I know he did well domestically and he got his eight for, didn't he, in one of the domestic games. But that, I mean, I'm pretty happy with my bet on them to finish bottom. I don't see where, like, it has some angers with them, right? And nobody knows how fit he is. He's got spaghetti hamstrings. They probably need him now, you know, and to get, you know, if you swap him in for Norkia, it gets a lot better. But it still looks like a shambles to me.
Yeah. I think it's fascinating that you've got a team. I think what we saw of LSG today with the ball is probably their strength. They will take a lot of wickets with this new ball, but can they actually keep any pressure on after that? And if Dick Devesh doesn't play, that seems really bad. But even if they get through to the death, they don't really have great death bowling either, right? Like there's some real issues there. As far as Delhi is concerned, I think Delhi's probably going to be pretty happy that Lucknow didn't get the 157, 160 that they were probably on for there. Those extra runs could have been a bit more interesting. But, you know, Rizvi, what a remarkable innings that was. He was 2 off 10. He goes to 4 runs because he hits the ball straight to Puran, who misfields. And then Puran runs off, picks up the ball and throws it nowhere. And gets them into a position where they've got where he gets off the mark, and he was batting terribly. And then I thought it was a great innings from him from then on in, Rizvi. He grounded out. He thought about it a little bit, and then when the ball was in his area later on, he scored boundaries.
Ridiculous innings, and like one way to riches betting wise for player runs is if somebody's 2 off 9, you hammer their unders, right? If they're being given another 22 or whatever, and it did not work today because he got one out of the middle, didn't he? His first six was over the keeper, right off the middle of the bat. Mm. And he became a totally different player at that point. And
yes,
fair play to him, because so many people, when they're 2 off 9, I mean, even Nisanka, who is a tried and tested stunner of a performer, looked like he got fed up that he was chewing dots. Rizvi's 22 and only really came into the IPL, was it last year or the year before? His first ball for six ever. That was somebody that knuckled down when it was tough and got the benefits after, didn't he? Of doing the hard. And he also made Stubbs' job way easier because he didn't have to be the finishing anchor. He just had to be the anchoring anchor. He just had to knock it around and put the odd bad ball away. But, you know, he faced more of the balls, Rizvi, after his horrible start. And he looked the business. So that's a big plus for them. I don't think Nitish Rana is the answer at number three when you've got those two slightly low strike rate openers. I think
you need that's where you need a Rahul Tripathi type guy.
You need Perel.
Someone who's intent. Well, I mean, Perel would be perfect, but I'm just saying you just need high intent, don't you?
Yeah. Yeah. You have to, in this day and age, you cannot have a top three that doesn't have somebody that wants to whack it. You probably want two and you may even want three, but you can't have zero, can you, that are just looking to build.
Can I ask you one last question?
Yo.
Did you make money on the game today?
Good day. I had quite a lot of money on Stubbs' top bat at 12s, which I thought was looking very rosy when he was ahead, but then Rizvi murdered him. But I was on all out in the first innings, eights, which is very nice. And I was on Ngidi to get more than one wicket and to get the most wickets for Delhi. And coming into the last over, he needed to get two wickets for less than four runs, and he went bang, bang. So that was very, very nice. Nice to be lucky.
I'm glad you had a great day. We had a lot of fun on the watch along until the game kind of fizzled out at the end. In fact, that doesn't change how much fun we have on the watch along. Please head over to combox.tv and you can sign up for our app when it comes out, and all, especially if you're in India, and we're going to be having hopefully a lot of live events towards the back end of the IPL. So if you want to come to those, best place to be is on our waiting list and in our folders and all these things. But a big thanks to Rob Barron and a big thanks to me for being on this show. We will see you again very, very soon here on Combox. Thank you for listening to this podcast on the Combox Network. There is an ad-free version of this you can find by supporting us on Patreon at Good Areas Podcast. You can also access our Discord channel there. Please like, subscribe, and rate this show. Every one of these helps us. If there was a guest on a show, you can find their links in the show notes. Huge thanks to Ruckshit, Ishit, and everyone else who helps us get our content out there. If you want to know more about us, head to combox.tv.
If you make a lot of content like me, oh, you are going to need help. And that is why we use Minvo.pro, a slicing and dicing tool that uses AI to conjure up incredible clips from your podcasts and meetings. If you make content, go to Minvo.pro to cut it.